Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Which brings us to your starting quarterback, the resident ninja in chief, the soon-to-be future Mr. Danica Patrick. His contract is woefully inadequate compared to the rising tide of QB salaries around the league, and that tide will go even higher as soon as Kirk Cousins signs with a team in about 3 weeks' time.
Going to be the Vikings?
2 weeks' time.
And is Danica Patrick an expensive girlfriend? I wonder if she is.
Do you know any cheap girlfriends, Brian?
Well, I don't really know anything about them.
They're all expensive, but worth it. Right, Bob?
She's got her own cash, right? Danica's got her own.
No, she's not expensive. I don't think she is.
Okay.
That said, Aaron Rodgers is going to break the bank if he wants to. I've already seen the TV slug on ESPN with a round table of pundits, and the slug said, should Aaron Rodgers take less to help the team? What saith you, Bob and Brian, about that premise?
I say to help the team. What do you mean help the team? Does it help him in the long run? Because Favre
to help the team with cap flexibility and signing other free agents.
Brett Favre always used to have deferred payments where it just got pushed down the road a little ways. You know what I mean? You're going to get your money. You're just going to get it later, right? It was
So in other words, I'm going to take less now, more later. So when I'm gone, you're going to be completely
But if you mean less forever, no.
Just less.
No. You get one shot at this. Don't
overcomplicate the premise. Keep it very basic, Bob. Aaron Rodgers take less to help the team?
No. Why would you not maximize your position?
Brian, what's your answer to that basic question?
No, don't take less. Charge more at that stupid snow slide up there at the Curly
World. Toboggan run.
Well, slap another $5 for hot dogs or toilet seat sized bratwurst.
Or brachos collar.
You're missing the point a little bit. It's not a matter of gross revenues. It's a matter of salary cap space to sign other players.
Oh, right. Yeah,
that's the premise.
Well,
so with that,
work up some kind of sneaky deal where you pay him the max you can pay him.
There's no such sneaky deals.
And then give him, some franchise where he owns the shoelace.
It's very simple. Should he take less to help the team?
No.
And why not?
Get what you can. Be paid for what you're worth. Help the team.
His helping the team is being on the field.
Yeah.
Okay.
Being our quarterback is helping our team. Now, is there a price for that? You bet. And they're going to figure out what that is.
I agree with both of you guys 100%. I think Aaron Rodgers should not only not take a penny less to quote-unquote help the team, because they're not going to let him spend the money he wouldn't have taken. Like, it'd be one thing if a quarterback was told, look, you take $5 million less per year, you get to spend that $5 million on any free agent you want. You get to be a GM. If I'm a quarterback and I've already got a lot of money, that might be tempting if I really think I know who would be better. Of course, most players would make terrible GMs and bad decisions about who's worth the money. But other than that, no, Aaron Rodgers should not only not take any less to help the team, Aaron Rodgers should try to bankrupt an NFL franchise with how much money he makes.
I don't disagree with that from a business standpoint.
He owes it to himself. He owes it to other quarterbacks. He owes it to the players' union. Yes, he should come out and say, oh, no, I hope to put a certain NFL team, whether it's the Packers or anybody else, right on the edge of financial instability with how much money I make. Here's my agent's number. Call me. It'd make him very unpopular because the media is in the business now of browbeating these star players to take less money, which I find the most despicable thing ever. It's like, oh, you're now going to manage his money? He should take less. This is what the league wants. The league wants ESPN up there with their panel going, should he take less? They're laughing. They're like, this is why we keep beating this union.
I don't need
a drum in negotiations.
And I don't even need Aaron Rodgers to say a word. He doesn't have to. I'm sure he's not going to.
I know. Either.
Here's the thing.
But why?
Because I saw what we looked like without him last year. He's worth every
seven
nickel
wins
he's asking for.
Yes.
Why are we paying him so much? Because he makes the difference.
Right.
He's it.
Yeah.
We lost him. Season done. Gone. Over. Without him, that's our future. Why wouldn't you pay him everything he wants?
In fact,
just give me a number. Aaron, sure, that's it. There you go. Done. We'll have that for you by 5 o'clock. We'll have it in writing.
What if Aaron Rodgers said, I am going to sign a one-year deal, and I will renew that one-year deal every year. And if things aren't going well, or if I decide I want to be somewhere else, I may leave.
No, I don't know. As an organization, as Packers, we need to know that you're going to be here if we're going to play. If we're going to pay you this much money.
We need stability.
What do we mean? Yeah. I told you I'm going to be here for the season.
Yeah.
That's all the stability you need.
No. I need to know you're going to be here for 4 years. If I'm going to draft players and things like that, and I know that you can make them better, maybe I don't have to get the best players because you raised their performance on the field with your play. So that
changes. How will my plan change based on you being here 3 years as opposed to you being here just 1 year?
Oh, you've got plans, huh?
Yeah. Well,
plans.
I have to.
I got plans.
Really? Right. Plans.
Yeah.
Because you know what? As
GM, I'm
done if I screw this up.
Well,
I'll never be a GM again.
How about this, though? You as a player say, look, if I decide to leave, you'll know before the free agent period and before the draft.
It doesn't matter because there's no one to replace him.
There is. Go get a quarterback on the free agent market or draft a guy. I would not.
You said he was the best ever, possibly.
Yeah, I think.
Now I'm going to go get the other best ever that's available.
You
just on the street?
Oh no! I'm talking about it from Aaron Rodgers' standpoint to say I'm going to keep you and every team that has me on a constant state of unease because I could leave every single year, and if you don't like it, I'll go somewhere else.
I don't think his agent would go for that because that's not seeing the big picture. What if he gets hurt? What if he can't play anymore? What if he's Theismann? And now you're just
who's
out all
the last quarterback to get hurt and have his career end prematurely?
Troy Aikman?
No further. Yeah, he was pretty far down the road. You're right. Troy Aikman, what year was that?
No.
90s.
Who replaced him? Clint Longley?
So once every 20 years, someone gets knocked out. And that was, by the way, Troy Aikman at the end of a Hall of Fame career. I think he was 35 years old. Quarterbacks don't get hurt and end their careers. Next question.
They don't.
Right. No further questions, Your Honor.
Drew Bledsoe.
Sure, there you go. Tom Brady, boom. He got Wally pipped.
Yeah. There you go.
He wound up in Dallas for a while.
Sure, that could happen, Aaron. That could happen to you. And then you would only have a smaller pile of money, not a huge pile of money.
But I would rather have a mountain of money than a pile of money.
Okay, I agree. But if you're Aaron Rodgers or any quarterback, see, this is what Kirk Cousins should have shown top quarterbacks how to do it. Don't sign a multi-year deal. Those are for suckers.
Right, franchise me. Put that franchise tag on me.
One at a time. Every winter.
And it still wasn't good enough for your team.
I know. By the way, all of this I'm speaking from the player's side of the table and from a conceptual standpoint. I am not trying to be anti-Pack here. People listen and go, what is he saying? What is he doing? I thought he was a Packer fan. I thought he was a friend of ours. Why is he suggesting this insane, awful arrangement where we've got to buy Aaron Rodgers all over again every winter for an exorbitant one-year price? I'm not advocating for that for your standpoint.
What Steve
from the
is
Packers.
Doing is yes. a common radio tactic.
Agitating.
He's
trolling.
He's causing trouble.
Devil's
again.
Advocate. You know, it's common in the sports world to say things you don't necessarily believe, but it gets people stirred up.
No, that's not the case at all. You need to pretend like Aaron Rodgers is on a different team. Then you would have all the emotion stripped.
Brian does that all the time when he's watching football games. If that were my team, what would happen?
Okay. Drew Brees is doing something similar in New Orleans. Drew Brees is a free agent. Did you know that?
Yes.
NFL quarterbacks, if they truly wanted to unlock and realize their actual value, would never sign any deal for more than 1 year at a time once they become free agents. And they would keep every team on the edge of, okay, we better make sure we keep this guy.
But I don't think your agent would ever encourage you to sign a one-year deal. They want their money. Well, they have a vested
get a
interest.
New agent.
They have a vested interest in you being paid for a long time.
But here's the problem. You sign a 4, 5, 6 year deal, it becomes out of date in 2 years. You start making less than other guys.
Then have it written in that you always have to be one of the top four.
That is something that's been talked about, is that you tie the quarterback's compensation to a percentage of the salary cap.
Yeah, which was what they were talking about with Rodgers coming into this thing. Like, well, we don't even know what the number would be. It might just be a percentage.
Let's pretend Aaron Rodgers is available for purchase on the open market, and he was willing to go to any one of the 31 other NFL teams. What do you think his year one salary would be?
What's the salary cap?
$180
million. $100
million.
He's worth it. He is. Say he's not.
$100
million.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bit more.
He may call me and hire me to be his agent after that.